Christian friends, you are tuned to the Archie Hardy broadcast as we come your way again today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I want to invite you to stay tuned to the broadcast today. In just a moment, we'll be joining Brother Hardy as he brings forth this beautiful message entitled Grace Sufficient. You know, personally, this is one of my favorite messages that Brother Hardy ministers because it speaks directly to the heart of every child of God. I don't care who you are, at one time or another, you will find yourself as Paul found himself, pressed in spirit and even pressed out of measure. And Paul testifies how that he sought the Lord, that he would remove from him the thing that buffeted him and came against him. But the answer to Paul was, my son, my grace is sufficient for thee. So listen closely. I know this message will bless your heart.
Now we're talking about sufficient grace, and we're talking about that it is God that has ordained our trials and our tests. And he's doing that, we found out, because he's trying to get a qualified, tried, proven people that he can turn the ruling of the world over to in conjunction with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if we would overcome like he overcame and sat down in his Father's throne room, to sit down in a throne room means to be a co-ruler. If you will overcome, then I will grant that you will sit down in my throne room. In other words, we'll reign and rule with him. That's one of the promises. If we suffer with him, we shall be glorified with him. If we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. So God is working all things together for good. He's taking the fall of mankind and making it for the good of his whole creation and universe and kingdom. He's not going to subject the new world, the new kingdom, unto people that are not tried. He's not going to allow another season of rebellion amongst his creatures. He's purified heaven using Satan to purify the angelic beings, and all the rebels have been purged out. Now he's purging humanity. Satan came in, deceived Eve, and instead of making them like God, they were already like God, and only in one respect they were not, that they didn't know evil. Oh, take me back to that place. Oh man, God is crying, oh, take me back to that place. There was nothing bad or evil in the garden till Satan came in and they disobeyed. How many say amen? The world in itself, it's not evil. It's the lust that's entered in the world that's evil. And Satan, being a more powerful sinner than he overcame man and subjugated man and made man his slave and rules over man through sin and lust and disobedience. Oh, but thanks be unto the God of our and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God in his abundant mercy has sent a deliverer in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus has come, and instead of like man failing in the garden, he passed a test in the wilderness. Hallelujah. And he's purchased the right back for us to have the privilege to eat from the tree of life. That's one of the promises. In the seven letters to the seven churches, we will be able to eat from the tree of life and live forever and ever. You know, I don't want to eat from the tree of life now, because I don't want to have to live forever and ever in this condition and in this state of having the war against my flesh and my fallen human nature, keeping it dead and under. And I don't want to have to be eternally fighting Satan in this condition. Thanks be unto God, I'm going to be restored back to that place where Adam was, in the image of God and in the likeness of God, because I'm going to be in the new and the last Adam's image and likeness. For when he comes, I'm going to see him as he is. He's going to change my vile body, fashion it like it unto his glorious body. Hallelujah. And as I have overcame like he overcome, I'm going to sit down with him on a throne and reign with him forever and ever. And the Father will never have to worry about us rebelling, because he's going to find that out now. Trials and tests comes from the Father, and it is God's way of purging humanity of all of the rebels. How many say amen? Just like he purged the angelic beings, he is purging humanity of the rebels. And those that pass the test become a member of the church. And the church is God's implement and instrument to represent Him and to reign on the earth and to continue the business of the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver mankind from Satan's sin and all of its oppressions. So in order to come out of fallen mankind and be a part of the church, all we have to do is repent of our sins and receive Jesus as our Savior and Lord. Then we become a son of God and a member of His body and a member of the church. Now we've got to qualify for eternal rulership, a place in the eternal kingdom of God. That's what our Christian life's all about. That's why God, when we got saved, just didn't rapture and take us out. For two reasons. He needs us to witness to the world and to throw out the lifeline and pull in them that would be saved. And He's got to try His church. Paul said, "For we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that we might give an account for the deeds which we have done in our body, whether they be good or whether they be bad." And the Greek word here means useless. How many say amen? A lot of people's lives is useless, doing nothing. A lot of Christian lives are useless, not doing anything for the advancement in the cause of Christ and His kingdom. They are they that are going to get saved as by fire, but their works shall be burnt up. So we're in now, the members of the church are in the place of qualifying for rulership, qualifying to receive rewards for our labors. And in order for us to qualify for rulership, we've got to overcome some things. How many say amen? We don't have to overcome sin because Jesus has already overcome it for us. And all and gave us the power to live right. All we got to do is live right now. How many say amen? To as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. How many's out there? Jesus has overcome sin. He's overcome the world. He's overcome the devil. He's overcome everything. And He's given us the victory. Thanks be unto God that gives us the victory. Jesus said, "In the world you will have tribulations, but get happy. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And I have given to you the thing that can cause you to overcome everything. I have given you the faith, for this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith." How many say amen? I don't have to overcome sin. Sin's been overcome, eradicated, and removed from my life. And all I got to do now is use this power that Jesus gave me to keep on living right. Sin shall not have dominion over me, for he that is dead is free from sin. You see, I don't have to overcome sin. I'm free from sin. Hallelujah. And I'm kept from sinning. Peter said, "We are they that are kept by the power of God through faith." Hallelujah. And He not only keeps me from sin, He keeps me singing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. But what is the test now? The test is whether we will obey God and do what He says. How many say amen? And when God wants us to obey Him and do what He says, then there brings a consequence if we do. If we obey God and do what He says, you know what the devil does? He gets angry and stirred up at us. And he comes after us to make us take back by bringing trials, tests, and pressures to get us to let down. How many say amen? And you know, if you've got a lot of flesh still existing in you and self, then you're going to have a battle in yourself. Whether you're going to obey the Lord or you're going to compromise. The devil's trying to get you to compromise. I know he tries to get me to compromise. don't preach it too straight. That's the only way I know to preach it the way the Lord wrote it. I don't have no message of my own. My message is not mine, Jesus said, but His that sent me. My message is not mine, it's the Lord. I can only preach the Word. How many say amen? As the Lord has given to me, my battle is to preach the Word as the Lord has convicted my heart. And in doing that, the devil gets stirred up because he don't want that truth to go out, because it is the truth that makes mankind free. And when I obey the Lord and preach the truth, then He goes out there and stirs people up to bring trials and tests and pressures against me like He did Paul. Now, contrary, your trials and tests don't come because you're not doing right. They come because you are doing right. Now, I'm not talking, you're not in a trial or test if you disobey the Lord and you're in trouble. You're in disobedience. Repent and get back to God and that'll go. How many say amen? I said, you're not in a trial or test if you've disobeyed the Lord. You're in condemnation and disobedience. And that's what's making you all full of trouble and misery. Your conscience is condemning you. God's greater than your heart, knows all things. So what you need to do is repent of that thing and get back to obeying God, and that'll go.
Amen. What an encouraging and inspiring message by my father, Brother Hardy. Grace sufficient. Aren't you glad to know that there is no temptation that has overtaken you except that which is common to man? And that God is faithful, that He will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but with every temptation He'll make the way of escape that you might be able to endure it. This is why we are told to come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for help in our time of need, because we have a merciful high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. So regardless of how severe the test may be, we know that God's promise is, "My grace is sufficient for thee." Regardless of what you're facing today, the Bible says, "Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials of your faith, as though some strange thing has come upon you. But know this, that the trying of your faith is more precious than that of gold, though it be tried as by fire." So we would like to bless you and encourage you today with this beautiful message, Grace Sufficient. And we think that you would be blessed to have a copy of it for your very own, or perhaps to share it with a Christian friend that you know is going through a trial of faith. It is available on both CD and cassette. And when you order the message, Grace Sufficient, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, The Bible Doctrine of Peace, because God intends for each of us to live by the principle and the promise of shalom. And this doesn't just refer to absence of conflict or troubles, but it refers to wholeness for body, soul, and spirit. You know, the New Testament writers saluted the brethren by saying, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you." And that's what we want to do by offering you these two messages. You will receive Grace Sufficient and the Bible Doctrine of Peace. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and ask for the Grace and Peace series when you write. Order from Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.